sky. We lift you high. We lift you high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as we cry. God, we lift your name high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as the sky. We lift you high. We lift you high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as we cry. God, we lift your name high. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you, let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you, let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Hands up, hearts open, wide as the sky. We lift you high. We lift you high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as we cry. God, we lift your name high. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you, let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. If you provide the fire, I'll provide the sacrifice. If you pour out your spirit, I will open up inside. If you provide the fire, I'll provide the sacrifice. If you pour out your spirit, I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. If you provide the fire, I'll provide the sacrifice. If you pour out your spirit, flood. Come however you want, however you want, with your power, with your love. Come however you want, however you want, with your power, with your love. Come however you want, however you want. Come however you want, however you want. Come however you want, however you want. In your love is a never-ending well. It never runs dry. It never runs dry. And your peace is a never-ending well. It never runs dry. It never runs dry. Your grace is a never-ending well. It never runs dry. It never runs dry. Like a fire, like a flood. Come however you want, however you want, with your power, with your love. Come however you want, however you want. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you, let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you, until there's only you. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Kaylin. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Well, praise the Lord, and thank you for leading us in worship this morning and in praise. And I'm telling you, that is one of my favorite songs. Let all the other names fade away until there's only you, Lord Jesus. So thank you, and you have a blessed day today. Well, good morning, my TMC family. This is Minister Willa here in Tampa, and on behalf of Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts and the entire Master's Call team, we welcome you on this second day of Black History Month. Well, this call and the 29th day of the fast, this day, this call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we stand on the scripture verse, which can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have an amazing website that you can go to, and all of the speakers' bios have been archived at the website, as well as the directors for the fast and all the messages. And that website is themasterscall.net. Again, themasterscall.net. Every year, the Holy Spirit blesses Dr. Vanessa with a theme. And our theme for this year is, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. Praise the Lord. And that can be found in Isaiah 1, verses 19 through 20. Now, if you feel led of the Lord, if God has been tugging on your heart, and whether you are a frequent member flyer here with us on the Master's Call or a new member of this call, we welcome you to become a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as you heard Brother Darrell so beautifully do, and thank you, Brother Darrell, for greeting our family this morning, or as a psalmist, as you heard Psalmist Kaylin do, or as a host, which is what I'm doing, or just think the God may have put a word on your heart to share. Well, this is the place to plant seed. This is the place to get your beginnings, or your place to continue to enrich what you are doing. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Well, if any of those apply to you, you can go to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will be in contact with you. Now, on Fridays, we stay over just a little bit longer so we can get your praise reports and your prayer requests live. However, please know that at any other time, you can submit it to info@themasterscall.net and know that this team is praying for you. Well, the company that brought us all together is Artist Life, which was once Artist International, and it was established by the Diez de Leon family over 33 years ago. And to find out more about the company and the products, you can get with the person who told you about this call, and I'm sure they will be more than happy to share that information with you. The morning motivational call is held right after this call every Monday through Friday morning by a team of great leaders who will give you vital information on the benefits of the artist products. And in order to access that call, the number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN code is 294-617#. Again, 667-770-1525, and the PIN code is 294-617#. And there's also a bypass number that you can access, and that bypass number is 716-293-9707. And today is Awareness Wednesday, and it will be hosted by Diamond and It will be hosted by President Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. Now, we're on day 29 of the fast, as I indicated earlier, and today we're praying for the distributors worldwide and from the advisor to the Royal Platinum President. And the directives are at the website for the fast, and the reading for today is found in Joshua 1, verses 6 through 8. It's not too late to get on board to be part of the fast. So if you want to be a part of the fast, and if you would like to have an accountability partner, just text, do not call, Dr. Pecola Roberts, and that number is 586-747-8000. Again, 586-747-8000. And the fast accountability meetings are held on Monday nights right at the number that you called here. And that's at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Central Time, and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So much for the announcements, because I'm going to tell you a little bit about our speaker, and then I'm going to pray, and I will bring her on. Our speaker is none other than our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And as you know, Dr. Vanessa is one of the co-founders of this call. She had a success successful career as an industrial engineer, but she heard the voice of the Lord who told her to keep on moving, get on out of there, and I have something else for you to do, and that was to become a minister, a gospel of the, a deliverer of the word of God. And so she attended ORU, where she got her training and a Master of Divinity, and as we all know that she was a wonderful caregiver of our mother, Josie. We just love Dr. Vanessa so much. She is an excellent educator and just somebody who you're just going to want to always listen to, because we know that she is spirit-led and is not going to direct us in a path that is not the one that God would have us to go. So it is my pleasure to introduce to you someone who is devoted, righteous, very compassionate, anointing, nurturing, an excellent historian, as I've already said, spirit-filled, scriptural, and amazing. I think you pretty much know who I'm talking about now. That is our very own Dr. Vanessa, who I call our E1, our equal opportunity nest ejector, because you know she will get you in here and she will kick you out of the nest, but there's always a safety net below you. So someone whom I love very much. Dr. Vanessa, I believe you're there.
All righty, I'm going to hop in after the prayer. Yes, can you hear me?
After the prayer, praise the Lord. Yes, I can. I have not gotten dropped. Praise God. Well, Father God, we come to you this morning, and we're just so thankful for this day that you have made, for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for this time together to lift you up, Father, to worship you, God. And we thank you for our anointed speaker who is going to bring the word of God to us this morning, Dr. Vanessa. Now, God, we pray that you work, that you use her, that you guide her, Father, that you be that lamp unto her feet and a light unto her path, Father, that she gives to us what only thus says the Lord, and we know that she will do that. Father, we bind any attacks from Satan on this call. Father, we come to you without any distractions whatsoever. And Father, we will take what she says today and not only keep it to ourselves, but be a blessing to others with it. Now, God, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us as we feast around this buffet this morning. Guide them, order their steps. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you for that anointed prayer and for hosting our call today. Always with such love and compassion, Minister Willa there in Tampa, Florida. A big shout-out of thanks to Minister Daryl Meekins there in Memphis, Tennessee, for greeting and feeding our entire TMC family this morning, and to our beautiful, anointed, our youngest member of our team, Psalmist Kaylin Lee there in Cincinnati, Ohio. Always want to recognize our co-founder there in Virginia, Dr. Pacola Roberts, and to each one of you, name by name, person by person, warmest kingdom greetings on this second day of February of Black History Month, this 29th day as we've been pressing in on this time of consecration, where we give our Lord and Savior all the glory and honor. And yes, it is actually Groundhog Day today. And want to start off with just a little bit of history, and then we're going to get right back into the Word of God. On February 2nd in 1887, Groundhog Day, featuring a rodent meteorologist, is celebrated for the first time as Gobbler's Knob in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. According to tradition, if a groundhog comes out of its hole on this day and sees its shadow, it gets scared and runs back into its burrow, predicting 6 more weeks of winter weather. No shadow means an early spring. And the way our weather is looking, especially on the East Coast, we don't have to guess what's happening. The reason I really pulled it out this morning is the Groundhog Day has its roots in the ancient Christian tradition of Candlemas, spelled C-A-N-D-L-E-M-A-S, Candlemas. I never had known until I was researching, just going back over my notes, that its beginnings was an ancient Christian tradition when clergy would bless and distribute candles needed for winter. The candles represented how long and cold the winter would be. As Christianity spread through Europe, embolic evolved into Candlemas, a feast commemorating the presentation of Jesus at the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. In certain parts of Europe, Christians believed that a sunny Candlemas meant another 40 days of cold and snow. But when the Germans expanded on this concept by selecting an animal, we went from a candle to an animal, the hedgehog first, as a means of predicting weather. And once they came and migrated to America, German settlers in Pennsylvania continued the tradition. And although they switched from hedgehogs to groundhogs because they were plentiful in the Keystone State of Philadelphia. And so now we understand that the roots was a Christian tradition with candles, and through time and change, the Germans changed it from a hedgehog now to a groundhog. And I don't have to guess what he's going to see with the prediction of the weather. We also are excited because we are in our second day of celebrating Black History Month. I took time yesterday on Monday to read about the history of African American history with Dr. Carter G. Woodson being the founder of Black History Month. Just briefly before the word, I just want to honor a few who have contributed, who many have not heard of. I love to give the old as well as the new who have contributed things that we use each and every day and are not aware. Many have heard and many have not of Benjamin Banneker. Benjamin Banneker, years of 1731 through 1806, an almanac author, a surveyor, a farmer. He constructed wooden clocks. He was an astronomer. He assisted in the survey of the original boundaries of the District of Columbia. Many credit him with that whole roadway system, even though we're given other names, but he was the main person behind it. Also, Patricia Bath, a sister, currently 1942 till 2019, ophthalmologist. She was the first African-American female physician to receive a patent for a medical invention. These inventions related to cataract surgery, and she is credited for the successful instrument she designed that we now use every day in cataract surgery. George Edward Alcorn, from 1940, and he's still with us today. He is a physicist, an inventor. He invented a method of fabricating imaging. In other words, the X-ray spectrometer that they use in every hospital in America today, invented by a Black man. Harold Amos, a microbiologist from 1918 to 2003, he was the first African-American department chairhead at Harvard Medical School. I always say we walk on and we stand on some powerful shoulders. What are we doing as we take the baton today? And with that in mind, I kept trying to go on to something else, and the Holy Ghost kept prompting me in my prayer time this morning to go back and dig a little deeper on what we started yesterday on don't let the start stop you. Don't let the start stop you. I gave you four things that I want to take time and spend a little more time on this morning that we must believe and speak victory over. Four made, I call it, stoppers of the start. The stoppers of the start. They were the spirit of fear, or feeling overwhelmed. Secondly, was procrastination or just being lazy. Third was witchcraft, spiritual warfare that we have to engage in against curses and the spirit of delay. denial of destiny. So let's first talk about, spend a little more time with them this morning, because I did go pretty fast over them yesterday, and we need to make sure that the stoppers of the start are destroyed out of our lives. And while we're fasting and praying, we're equipped and positioned even more to make that happen. First, again, we often let the spirit of fear and a spirit of feeling overwhelmed. It consumes us to a place of being, I call it, demonically arrested. This is the wrong DA. Demonically arrested. We literally become the frozen chosen to any action of progress. But the word of God says in 2 Timothy 1, that seventh verse, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. We all have watched a scary movie or a suspense movie where the character became so afraid that they just froze and could not move. And they were overcome and destroyed because fear did not allow them to escape. Being overwhelmed led to their defeat and their destruction. Remember, faith is the overcomer of fear. Faith is the overcomer of being overwhelmed. We walk by faith and not by sight. No matter what we see, it can be toe up from the flow up, jacked up sideways, but our faith in God allows us to be overcomers. And trust in the Lord is a neutralizer of feeling overwhelmed. When we trust in the Lord with all of our heart, we yield not and have to always, you know us, we want to understand everything. Faith isn't you being able to control it, my brothers and sisters. Faith is trusting in our Lord and Savior. And the Word of God says, Paul wrote to that church in Corinth in 1 Corinthians 10, that 13th verse. I often through the years have to encourage myself with this verse 13 in 1 Corinthians 10. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with temptation will always make the way of escape that you may be able to bear. In other words, when you seem so overwhelmed, I love to say it on Mondays when I'm giving the history about our founder. If the enemy has slammed the door shut and you even got a nosebleed, look for a window, because God's going to give you a way of escape. The S-O-N shine is going to come on in if you don't get overwhelmed, if you don't get paralyzed, if you don't get so stuck on where you are that you don't stay open to the escape God is providing. Secondly, some of us battle with procrastination. That's a big cuss word for many of us. And it has symptoms of paralysis of analysis. I'm a mathematician. I am an engineer. I'm about as left brain as you can get. And to be a woman, that is sometimes so strange, because I am very logical, line upon line to the T. But God had to teach me, especially when I opened up to my prophetic call, sis, boo, you can't organize everything. You can't control everything. You can't plan for everything. I've got some surprises in store in my mercies every day. See, the paralysis of analysis, we spend so much time planning to get ready to get started that we never get started. While others are just plain lazy and wait on others to do their work while they come in and reap the benefits. But the Bible says in Proverbs 13, that fourth verse says, the soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing, but the children of God should be the diligent and they shall be made rich. And we at Artist Life should choose to be and are called diligent. Think of our dear director, Claudette. Keep it moving with momentum. Always operate with massive action. See, the third stopper of the start can be witchcraft. Some of us are literally being held captive by some heavy-duty spiritual warfare. The enemy does not want you to get financially free because you will truly become a kingdom builder. The enemy does not want you to become prosperous because he does not want you to change your legacy from poverty to prosperity. The enemy doesn't want you to become emotionally free because you have no pressures on you and you'll hear right, feel right, and do right so that you can totally focus on helping others, truly being Jesus's hand extended. First, stop being a spiritual streaker. Understand and know you are in the fight of your life. America is in the fight of our lives, hanging in balance so many pivotal, critical things, and we have to fight for the legacy of our children's children's children. And the Bible says, in Ephesians 6, when Paul wrote to that church at Ephesus and he had to remind them who they are and whose they are in that 10th through 14th verse in Ephesians 6. We all know it in the King James. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Verse 11, this is your cure for being a spiritual streaker. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, but against powers, but against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand, get dressed, spiritually dressed, each and every day. Do not be a spiritual streaker, because the enemy is playing for keeps. He is not just trying to hurt you. He's trying to kill you every day, every day, as the old saints say. Put on the whole armor of God so that no witchcraft will have any power against you or your family, your finances, or your future, because the Bible says from that old prophet Isaiah in the 54th chapter, you know it, that 17th verse, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn, Lord. This is the heritage of the saints of the Lord, and the righteousness is from me, and every tongue that rises itself against us, it shall be condemned. All this morning, don't let the start stop you. Prophesy to your own self. Point your finger to your own self and say, don't you let the start, the beginning, stop you from getting started. Oh, and the final stopper of the start that we'll discuss this morning is that spirit of delay. Setbacks, which make us feel like we're being denied of our destiny. See, we have to remember that every victory requires a process. It may have some delays. I call them hiccups from hell, some setbacks, some climbing and circling in what feels like a holding pattern. But victory will come if we just don't quit in the midst of the journey. You and I, we may lose some battles, but we will not lose the war. Delay is not denial in the sight of God. Remember, quitters never win, and winners never quit. And the Bible says in Galatians 6, that 7th through 10th verse, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. For he who sows to his flesh of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Here's your verse to hang your Holy Ghost hat on, and let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially those who are of the household of faith. We must stop being afraid of anticipated delays or setbacks. In that very familiar passage, as I close, in the 23rd division of Psalms, 4 through 6, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, Lord. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, come on this morning, give him a surely. Trust him with all your heart and give him a surely. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Make up your mind this morning. Decide in your heart, settle it in your spirit, that we will start and finish every God-ordained assignment in our lives in the name of Jesus. Don't let the start stop you. Back to you, Minister Willa.
Well, let the church say amen. All we needed was the Hammond B3 organ this morning. I'm telling you, I feel like my soul has been fed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, and I will call you back to give us the benediction after we go to the Lord in prayer and after the announcement. Father God, we are just so thankful for this message this morning. Don't let the start finish you. Well, you know, Lord, you know what she said. I may have gotten it wrong, but you know, Lord. Father, we just thank you so much for this powerful word that Dr. Vanessa has given us. Don't let the start stop you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you continue to be with her and her family, that you continue to lead Dr. Vanessa in the way that you would have her to go. Father, that you continue to favor her life in the name of Jesus, and that no weapon formed against her or her family shall prosper. God, and as we come up on Mother Josie's, the anniversary of Mother Josie's home going on February 9th, God, you just continue to soothe the family, continue to comfort them, continue to bless them, continue to give them joy, hallelujah, knowing that she is with you and all is well in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning, that you watch over them, God, and that you protect, oh God, and that you lead and that you provide. God, we lift up Melvin Pope and Kenneth and Sharon, God, Sowers, Lord, and the Andre Excel and his family, Lord, and Candace, oh God, and Miracle, Lord, and just believing you for a miracle in her life in the name of Jesus. Father, we continue to lift up Kalon and Aaron, Lord. Oh God, there's just so many. We lift up the Lauderdale, Lucille's family, God, at the transition, Lord, of the loved one. God, you know all of them, God, and because of time, I know that I cannot go through the entire prayer list, but God, you know them one by one, and so we ask your blessings upon them. We ask your comfort, we ask your provision, and we give you praise, God. We call it done. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you have done, Lord, and all that you've yet to do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, my TMC family, you are going to want to go back and hear this message, and for the playback, you're going to go to 712-432-1085, and the pen code is 957-677-pound. And then, as I said before, today is day 29 of the fast. And if you want to be part of the fast, if you haven't joined already, contact Dr. Pacola Roberts, whether text her at 586-747-8000. The new morning motivational call is right now going on, and that number is 667-770-1525, and the pen code is 294-617-pound. Again, thank you, Minister Darrell, for greeting our family this morning and for welcoming our guests and for the scripture verses that you always provide us with. Thank you, Minister Kalen, for your anointed praise and worship this morning. Again, thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that rich word, and also for letting us know that it did not start with Pescatani Phil. It started with the candle. So we thank you, and also thank you for all the rich history that you give us about Black History Month, and we're looking forward to more. Family, as I always say, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I love me some you. Now I'm giving you back over to Dr. Vanessa so that she can give us the benediction. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Love and appreciate you so much. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you. I decree and declare that you're stirring up the gifts of God. Give us a Holy Ghost restlessness, and we got to get started. with the things you poured inside us. We'll overcome any spirits of fear. God, we won't be lazy, and procrastination will have no dominion, no space or place in our hearts and lives. We'll do what you've assigned us to do. I thank you that witchcraft, every curse, every hex, every spell is canceled, delayed, denied, and severed out of our lives. And the spirit of delay, God, I thank you that we'll be distracted no more. Lord, have your way in these, your people's lives. And as we leave this call, we're never deviating, departing, or we'll be divided from your presence. Have your way that we will be your glory carriers everywhere we go, as our steps shall be ordered by you. And we will give you and you alone the glory, the honor. Daddy God, get yourself some praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out. Have an absolutely awesome day. Be blessed.